before we go weiter and we turn our attention to the taruvis component of today's daf, there's a nifle de gemara makim in the Chassam Sofer al Hashas, right here on this gemara. The Chassam Sofer says, quote, Vishamati mimoiri hagoyin afla zeich tzadik levracha, b'simchas Purim. Said, I heard from my Rebbe the hafla, it was during a Purim Suda. He said, Hod the pshita le Rab Zera. This the Rab Zera knew with a pashtos. The chidud the koidem le libuna, umarvach ravach. Right, this whole thesis of Rab Zera. Libein sakim v'shacha b'shchitosik shera, based on two chidushim, like we said. Number one, chidud the koidem le libuna. Number two, you have to worry about the tzad then, because beis hashchita is mirvach ravach. Said the hafla during the Purim Suda. You know, Reb Zera knew this. Don't mean a parakam of the Megillah, because the Gemara says in the first parakam of Masechta Megillah, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, that Rab and Reb Zera once providing Suda's Purim together. And in the middle of the Suda, come Rabba, v'shachted Reb Zera. Rabba got up, and he shachted Reb Zera. V'efshir said the hafla, shachtoi besakin roiseach. Could be, didn't know this for sure, that he shechted him with a sack in Roseach, shayimunach ala shulchan besudas Purim, that was on the table during Sudas Purim, viyada Reb Zera, and Reb Zera chapped how exactly he was slaughtered, vihirgish benafshe, he was margishit, and this is what the Afla said, and the Chassam Sofer, everybody laughed. It was during the Purim Suda, he says, Reb Zera became azab baki in shechita, in chacham kibara nesoyin. He wasn't a shaykhid, he was a nishchat. And as a result, he knew exactly how this played out. He knew it was chidu the koidam lelibuna, and that the simanu were mirvach ravach. Sokta Chassam Sofer, this is what I heard from the Rebbe, the Hafla. Behine. Sokta Hilge Chassam Sofer. This line is from the most epic lines in all of the Sfarim of the Chassam Sofer. He says, even though when the Hafla said this, he was saying it to make gishmak. It was what we call Pirim Torah. Abinirali, I believe, Hayu v'nafik mi puma de kavre kadisha. Being that these words came out of the mouth of that holy person, lo yiga l'rikchas v'shalom. It can't be that it's a bigaret and that it's shtisim. It has to be that there's some emes to it. Because if my Rebbe the Hafla said these words, even though he said it when he was a b'pchinas adela yada, and even though he said it l'chuk and he said it during a Simchas Purim, but if there was a mashahu of yigia that my Rebbe exerted, it didn't go to Rick. It couldn't have gone for ways. The reason this line is so epic, you see the chshivas that the Chassam Sofer had for his Rebbe Dafla, which he also had for his Rebbe Reb Nosson Adler Kiyadua. But the bottom line is, said the Chassam Sofer, even though Dafla said this, Torah is Purim Torah, it's impossible, it's inevitable, there has to be some oimik over here. And Zok the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to tell you that I believe there is some oimik. After Rabbi Shechted Reb Zera, so there was a big problem, right? We just lost Reb Zera. So the Gemara says they davened and Reb Zera was zeichet to Tchias HaMesim. Zok the Chassam Sofer, it's pasha to me. If there was a way for Reb Zera to have lived al pi derech hateva and not to have to come on to one of the Gimel Mafteches that alein nimsru biad shliach, not to have to come on to Tchias HaMesim, that would have been a much better option. But what are you supposed to do? Come Rabbi Shechted Reb Zera. And being that he shechted him, there was really no way out. But Zok the Chassam Sofer, it's not so pasha. So because there's a sugi in the very end of Masechtes Yevamos. This is Yevamos Taf Kuf Chaf. This is an old Aguna sugis that discusses what would be if an aide or two aiden would come and they would say that, you know, we saw Pliny, we didn't see him dead, but we saw somebody take a knife and he literally whacked him. He was meguyad. He was literally bleeding out and he had this severe, severe wound. And it's a shaila, it's a machlokes between a Mishnah and a Braisa, whether or not mi'idin ala meguyad, they ain't mi'idin ala meguyad. The Gemara said, Rava, my Rava said, that the Braisa that says, ain't mi'idin ala meguyad, that just because somebody's a meguyad doesn't necessarily mean that this person is going to die, it's possible for him to make it out alive, is really not at odds with the other Chazal that says, yeah. The one that says a person could make it out when he's a Meguyid, Ein Me'idin Ala Meguyid, it's talking about where he was Shachut B'Sakin Milubenes, where the Sakin was very, very hot. And the reason when the sakin is hot, it's different. It's because as the sakin goes, and as the sakin gets the person, it cauterizes the wound. And as a result, this person's able to make it out alive. So in the event that the person was meguyed through a regular sakin, okay, mi'idin ala meguyed. If, however, this person was killed by sakin that was milubenes, it was white hot, in a situation like that, ein mi'idin al-begoyim. And there's no machloikis, Dr. Rava. The Gemara is making big machloikis, and Rava says no reason to make a machloikis. There's two different types of knives. There's a musig where somebody was slaughtered with a regular knife. In a situation like that, he has no way to make it out alive. If, however, it was a sakim melubedes, over the divrei hakol, it's not going to be an issue. So the Chassam Sofer said, Reb Zeira knew that he was killed by Rabba. So Reb Zeira knew he was killed by Rabba. He didn't understand why Davish did not just make it that he should be able to live. Now you're going to tell me because the Eibishter felt it was his time? It's not true. You see, it was Eich the Tchias HaMesim. He came back alive. And Eibishter's Memai Benes. If there would have been a way, Al-Piderech HaTeva, for him to live, he should have lived. Now, okay, how's he supposed to live B'derech HaTeva? He was just slaughtered. What do you mean? To the extent that the knife was Reisech, that was Daflo's Hanocha. To the extent that the knife was Reisech, if it was a boiling knife, Rava said, in Yevamos Daf Kufchav, B'sakim Elubedes, Divrei HaKoel. Everybody holds the person can live. So as he was slaughtered, he should have been cauterized, and like this, he would have made it out alive, and there wouldn't have been a problem. So Rav Zeira said, you know what Pshat must be? It must be, because if somebody shechts the simonim of a person, besakim and lubenes, there must be two things that happen. Number one, chiduda kaidim lilibuna. So before any heat is able to even go on to the person, the spitz of the knife goes ahead and it severs the simonim. Aivo ikut stodim. What was the Gemara's teretz? No, beis hashchita mirvach ravach. The beis hashchita is mirvach ravach, and as a result, it's not going to be a problem. So the sakim and lubenes is never mashpia when you go ahead and do a shchita. I freak the chsam save the Gemara Yevamos Kufchav. Rava said, Mefurish, B'sakim Elubenes Divrei HaKol. The Gemara there is talking about where the person didn't have a shchita. It wasn't shchitas beis simonim. It wasn't the kan and the vashet. It was some other aver. And by the other ivarim, in the words of the Chassam Sofer, over there, the teva is you don't have the singing of mirvach ravach. Mirvach ravach is dafka by the kan and the vashet. And by the kan and the vashet, there's a shchidish of mirvach ravach. Now, how did Rabbi kill Reb Zeira? Come Rabbi, shachte the Reb Zeira. See, when you're not learning chul and davches, Shachte is just a synonym of how you kill somebody. But when you're learning Shchul and Daf Ches, and when you're learning Masechta Shchul, and you know that Shchita has a meaning. And by the way, some say it doesn't quote this, but the Ramban that we mentioned, Ramban of Parashat Rei, says the Taich of Shchita. It's the Taich of Shchita. In the Taichi, that's always Taich of Shchita. It's Shchita's basic monim. So come, Rabbi Shachtu, Rabbi Zeira had to be the Kana and the Veshet. If it was the Kana and the Veshet, must be the reason there was no Derech HaTeva to go away for this to work out is because Chiduda was Kaidim Lulibuna. And Beis HaShchita, Mirvach Ravach, Dos Hata Haflog Mate. When he said Rav Zeira knew it on his own, he knew it on his own. It was based on this. I just had one heart. This is Mamish, a Dover Nifla Adlam Oid. Again, it's a Bakanta Chsam Sefer. The line in the Chsam Sefer is more Bakanta than the Shtikal Torah, because let's be honest, the Shtikal Torah is a little harder. It's a little less Shovel Lechol Nefesh. But there's just one har I had. Again, can't ask kashas on Pidim Torah. But the only har is, it's Amar Rav Zeira Amar Shmuel, right? I mean, it just jumps off the page. Rav Zeira said it in the name of Shmuel. So it sounds like what Rav Zeira is saying, he had been Masaira. And by the way, Rav Zeira is a Talmud Muvik of Rav. He was Makabel Torah from Shmuel as well. But this even feels like one of the Gemaras where it's not even so much Shmuel the Meira Haira, it's even more Shmuel the doctor. I mean, that's what it sounds like. We're dealing with the technicalities of the Kana and the Veshet, you know, Beis HaShchita, Mirvach Ravach, again, in Meshivin. But the bottom line is, this is a Nifladiga piece from the Chassam Sofer right here, Masechta Schulon, Daf Ches Amud Aleph.